That's all right, Mama. I'll be fine. Of course. I'm fully grown now. Well, mostly. Well, you don't have to call me every day. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mother. Okay, I love you too. Have fun. Buh and bye.
Hello, Moses. Due to the volume of your voice, I have deduced that you were speaking to your mother on the communicator.
Ooh, you are right as ever, Flip.
Is everything satisfactory? You appear unsure about something.
What? No, everything's fine, Flip. My mom's just going on a star cruise to see the Sons of Flucor 9, and she won't be able to call me for a week.
Does this worry you?
Worry me? Ha! No, just the opposite. I get a whole week to myself. No Mama checking up on me. I'm my own man for a week.
And that is good?
It's not good, Flip. It's great! I get to make all the decisions about my life. I am in charge. I am responsible for everything. I have to do it on my own. By myself. Just me. Without any help. On my own.
Well, Mosey, you are not entirely on your own, you know.
Oh, thanks, Flip. You're right. I do have my Holovision and all my shows.
I was talking about me.
And you. Sure. Right. But, you know, Flip, this is a great opportunity for me to do things for myself. I have to be more grown up and take responsibility for my own choices.
That is a wonderful attitude, Mosey.
Thank you, Flip. Now come over here and pick out my outfit for me. Well, okay, I like this one, but it seems kind of formal to wear to work. Oh, and this one really goes with my eye, but it has a little rip in the side. Oh, ooh, and this one has a lot of armholes, which is nice, but the top armhole is...
Riding through the solar system, our spaceship hit a rock. We crashed down on the nearest planet and waited for a tow truck. It would only take 3,000 years, so we thought we'd look around and learn about this planet from the creatures that we found. And when they speak, they always sing. So we learn from all the animals how to be an Earthling.
Almost.
Mosey, what are you doing? You are creating loud sounds that indicate breakage. You know how that upsets me.
Sorry, Flip, but I wasn't breaking anything. I actually fixed the door on my sleep pod by myself.
Yes, I see. That's a very creative use of bonding strips, glue, and, are those your underpants?
No, of course not.
Good.
Those are your underpants. Mine were too stretchy.
Mosey! You don't need to do all of this stuff by yourself. You could have just asked me to use the fabricator, and we would have a new door in minutes.
But I can do it myself. I don't need help. I am a single shining star, blazing my own path across the galaxy, all by myself.
Well, you left your dishes in the sink, your towels on the floor, and you shed an entire layer of skin in the laundry room.
I did?
So those are things you can also clean up by yourself.
I know that, Flip. I don't need you to remind me to clean up, or whatever you just said. I can do it. I got this. Just me, myself, and Mosey.
When the skies are cloudy, I've got a friend who really knows me.
Aww.
It couldn't be clearer. I just look in the mirror. It's me, myself, and Mosey.
Oh, got it.
It's me, myself.
I'll be my own best friend.
Yeah, that's fine. Great.
It's me, myself, and Mosey till the end.
I am glad you are so motivated to take responsibility for yourself.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I never said anything about whatever you said. I just want to make all of the decisions and be in charge of my own stuff.
Exactly. That's being responsible. When you are in charge, you are responsible for making sure that things get done correctly.
You're talking about the dishes in the sink, aren't you?
And the towels.
And the layer of skin I shed.
Especially the layer of skin you shed.
Well, maybe you could help a little?
Reminding you to clean up after yourself is helping.
Are you sure? Because that just seems like nagging.
If there is something you are unable to do, you just have to ask for help.
But I like being independent. I just want you to do the stuff for me that I don't like doing. Is that bad?
That is hard to determine, but it is not exactly good. Here, hold this.
What's this?
It is our mission log for our next trip to Earth. We are about to go underwater to meet the stars.
But aren't we surrounded by stars here on our ship?
Not that kind of stars.
Oh, you mean celebrities? Like Walya Ugleschnorr from Real Gooblars? Or veteran character actor Stanley Tucci?
Not those kind of stars either. These are starfish, also called sea stars.
Sea stars? We're going to have to get wet again, aren't we?
Affirmative. I am entering in coordinates for the Northeast Atlantic Ocean in the North Sea off the coast of Denmark and Netherlands.
Okay, I got this. I'll get my waterproof sweater and my travel mug, and I will be ready to swim.
Excellent. We will disembark shortly.
Here's your mission log. Oh, and look, here's a pair of your underpants. I can fix that.
Flippin' Mosey will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to Earth.
A great day to go looking for sea stars. I find the underwater part of planet Earth so exciting. Don't you, Mosey?
I agree, Flip. It's so pretty, even if it is a little wet. Remind me again why more of the land-dwelling Earthlings don't come down here?
It is the water. Many Earth creatures cannot process the oxygen from it like we can, so if they try to stay under for long periods of time, they cannot breathe.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of a deal-breaker. Ooh, I'm gonna go look over here by these pretty rock branch things.
Perhaps we should stay together, Mosey. You need me to help identify the sea stars.
They're fish shaped like stars. I mean, how hard could it be?
Sea stars are not fish at all, Mosey. They are marine invertebrates, which means they do not have a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
Most sea stars are very small, but some weigh 10 pounds or so.
Uh-huh.
There are actually 2,000 different species of sea stars, and they are not all shaped like stars. Some have 40 arms.
40 arms? That's amazing!
It is amazing!
Tell me more. What are these creatures really like? Are they good dancers? Do they like the moonlight? Or are they morning people?
Hey, who said that?
I don't know. Oh, wait! I think it was me!
Wait. You are a sea star!
I am?
He is?
It's a sea star, Mosey! You found one!
Yes, I did! All by myself!
Actually, I found you. You two are hard to miss. I love your tentacles.
Oh, thanks. I just had them waxed.
Oh, you could never tell. So, what brings you two down here to the bottom of the sea?
We are interstellar travel writers, and we like to find amazing Earthlings to interview.
That's Flip, and I'm Mosey, and we came down here specifically to find a sea star.
Oh, I'm a sea star.
Yes, we are aware of that. Sea stars are fascinating creatures with many unique qualities. Can we ask you some questions?
Sure! You should definitely talk to me. I'm a sea star.
We know. You said that already.
I did?
Twice, to be accurate.
Yeah, I repeat myself sometimes. It's probably because I don't have a brain or blood or much of a central nervous system, if I'm being honest. But who needs that stuff?
The vast majority of life forms in the known universe?
Yeah, but not me. You know why?
Because you're a sea star?
Now you're getting it. I'm gonna explain it to you in a song.
Go by, moving helter skelter. I'm sitting pretty and looking pretty, pretty too.
I think this guy is my idol.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't need a hand, I got five. If I lose one, I go way back again. Don't need a mate to thrive. I can change my gender just say when.
Like right now?
Not right now, I'm in the middle of a song.
Oh.
Alone, I go far. Cause I'm a star.
Baby, I'm a star. I can do it all on my own. Oh. Know that I'm a star. Do it all alone. Oh. You know that, baby, I'm a star. It's as plain as can be. Yeah. You know that I'm a star. Just need me. Just need me.
Myself.
I don't need it to be complicated.
That's right.
Don't you know that more than one's a crowd? Happy to be solo, isolated, means I get to sing pretty loud.
Thank you, Flip.
I particularly enjoyed the lovely harmonies that the two of you created together.
I'm a sea star.
True. But that beautiful sound wouldn't happen if the two of you weren't singing together.
I see what you're getting at.
Do you?
You're saying I'm a sea star.
No!
I'm not a sea star?
No. Yes, you are a sea star, but that is not what I am saying.
Why not?
Flip is trying to say that everyone needs help sometimes, right, Flip?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Ha! That's a load of kelp. Let me tell you about something, okay?
Okay.
I want you to listen carefully.
If you say, I'm a sea star, I may spontaneously combust.
No. This is different. I want you to look me in the eye.
Okay.
That's not my eye.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my bad.
Oops. That's not it either.
Well, of course not.
No.
Wait, that's not an eye?
No, that's my mouth. My eyes are up here, at the end of my arms.
Really?
Yes, really. Why? Is that weird?
Well, I mean...
Okay, here it is. I can do everything for myself. I don't need anyone else. You know why?
Please don't say it.
Because I'm... friends!
Wait, what? What is that?
Oh, hey! George! Ringo!
There appears to be a colony of sea stars forming on the ocean floor.
Why are they doing that?
Oh, they're here for the muscle.
Really? I mean, well, I have been working out, but I didn't think it was...
No, Mosey. The other kind of muscles. The sea creature, there is a bed of these small clam-like shellfish down there.
So suddenly there's a buffet?
In a manner of speaking, mussels are a popular food for sea stars.
Come on down here, you guys. I want you to say hello to my friend.
Okay.
Flip, Mosey, say hello to the sea stars. Friends, say hi to Flip and Mosey.
Greetings.
This is Gwyneth and Miley and Newman. And that over there is Johnny Three Arms.
He used to be Johnny Five Arms, but then he had this thing with an octopus. Ugh, we don't talk about it.
And you are all congregating here on this bed of mussels for nourishment?
Bingo! You guys want any?
Ooh, I love exotic food. Is there a special way you have to eat them?
No, not at all. You just vomit up your stomach out of your mouth like so. And let it dissolve the food.
I don't think my stomachs work like that.
This is how sea stars eat, Mosey. Since they don't have teeth, they use their stomach to dissolve the food outside of their bodies. They actually have two stomachs.
That's both impressive and disgusting.
Exactly. I'm a sea star.
But I thought you were so independent and didn't need anyone. Well, what's with all of the company all of a sudden?
Well, I don't need anyone, but everything's better when you have friends to share it with, right?
I guess.
Let us explain. Sure, I can shine by myself. In fact, I do.
Oh, you got that
yeah,
right.
I do. But even a star such as me shines brighter with two.
Two?
Yeah. Think of a twinkly star in the sky might catch your eye in its spot. But once you see more of them, two, three, or four of them, you can connect the dots. Not just a constellation. Get ready to be enthralled.
I'm ready.
Use your imagination. Do you know what a group of sea stars is called?
What?
We are a galaxy. Me and my kind, we're easy to find. We light up so brilliantly. And though we can go it alone, we still pick up the phone and call. 'Cause we can't help each other through it all. I'll call them right now. Here's my phone.
That's a seashell?
Boop, beep, boop, boop. Hey, Galaxy, wanna sing with me?
Sure. Most of the time we're solo.
Okay.
But when we're in the mood, we can all spit out our stomachs to help digest some food.
Sea Star Kick Line!
We are a galaxy.
Me and my fam turn fish into jam and light up so mad.
For letting us be a part of your galaxy.
I'm a sea star.
You certainly are.
Do you want to go back to the ship now, Mosey? Or would you like to stay here and explore by yourself some more?
I think it would be great if we went back together, Flipster. I'm glad I'm getting better at relying on myself, but I'm also glad I have a good friend.
Thank you, Mosey. You were talking about me, right?
Yes! Yes, definitely!
Because I know how much you liked the sea stars.
No, no! I was talking about you, buddy.
Thank you for joining us on our underwater adventure today. We learned many amazing things about sea stars.
They are solitary sea creatures that live in all of the oceans on Earth. They can do incredible things by themselves, like regrow entire limbs.
It is also good to know that sea stars and starfish are the same creature. Many Earthling experts prefer the term sea star because this Earthling is not a type of fish.
And we also learned that it is good to believe in yourself, but also okay to ask for help when you need it.
Is there anything you need right now, Mosey?
No, I think I'm good.
How about a towel?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Maybe two? You got a lot of water on the floor there.
Oh, wow. I sure did. Whoa, look at that.
Perhaps a sponge would be better.
Oh, there's so much water.
Yes, a surprising one person could create so much water.
I almost slipped there.
Don't want to slip there.
An alarming amount of water. I think only whoopsie wipes will wipe it up.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Well, thank you, Earthlings, for joining us for this guide to how to be an Earthling.
We hope we helped you discover something new about your incredible home planet.
And if there's one thing we've discovered, is that your planet is big. You got land, sky, and ocean? Sure, that is way too much for any two intergalactic travel guides to cover on our own.
So that is where you come in.
We need your help. We can't do this on our own. I need me time.
What Mosey is trying to say is that we need your contributions to our Earth Guide. If you happen to notice or learn something interesting or unusual about an Earthling species on your planet, please share it with us.
You can call us on the Selly Telly Ring-a-Ding Dingy at 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Write that down.
Your field reports may be used on an upcoming Earthlings travel pod.
That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Just like our names.
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling is a Tinkercast original production. And all of the original songs you heard in this episode were written and arranged by Jason Rabinowitz and the Pop-Ups, with additional songwriting by Benjamin Wiener.
How to Be an Earthling is written by Kenny Curtis and Thomas Van Kalken. Written by? What does that mean?
That means they put the words in our mouths, Mosey.
Oh, okay.
Our masterminds of original sound design are Jason Rabinowitz, Ed Rosenberg III, with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson. And Ed Rosenberg III provides the magnificent score.
Our show is edited by Jacob Stein with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal.
Our executive producers are Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer.
A tip of the tentacles to the rest of the Tinkercast team, including Jed Anderson, Stephanie Sosa, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Natasha Crandall, Anna Zagorski, and Ruth Morrison.
And special thanks to the actors you heard in this episode, including
Jason Rabinowitz.
And our Earthling alter egos, Courtney Shaw.
And David Ryan Smith. I ate him, and his voice comes through me.
Grown-up Earthlings, you can follow us online at EarthlingPod.
Our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And finally, thanks to you for listening. Without you and your planet, we'd probably be in some remote galaxy screaming into the void of a black hole.
But now we're screaming in your ears. Ha! And might I say, those are very oddly shaped appendages.
Mosey!
Until next time.
Yeah.
Flippemoji's Guide to How to Be an Earthling was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.